James Carroll of Hopkinton is among those who favor legalizing marijuana.
People should have a choice in what they do or don't do. Liquor's legal. It didn't used to be legal.
When WBUR last polled on legalizing marijuana last month, voters were split, with 50% in favor, 45% opposed, a 5-point gap. That gap has now grown to 15 points, with 55% in favor, 40% opposed. The poll was conducted for WBUR by Mass Inc. Polling Group. Steve Cozzella is its president.
This one follows a long string of polls, which shows the marijuana question with the yes side leading by somewhere between the mid-single digits and the mid-double digits.
Cozzella says there's particularly broad support for letting people use marijuana at home.
We found that almost everybody would be okay with the idea of people using marijuana in their homes. 84% said no, that would not bother them. When you ask, though, about using marijuana in public, there we find only a third say that would be okay with them.
64% say it would bother them. Carol Yankowskis of Falmouth is among them.
I do have a concern about people taking it and then driving.
And most oppose advertising for marijuana in their community. 51% of likely voters say it would bother them if marijuana businesses advertised in public places in their community. Susan Brownstein of West Hampton, on the other hand, says it's fine.
We advertise alcohol. We don't want our children to drink. We advertise all kinds of... We advertise Cialis, for goodness sakes, during prime time when little kids are watching television. This is way more benign.
There's support for stores selling marijuana. 59% say it would not bother them if a store selling recreational marijuana opened in their community. Nearly half the respondents, 49%, say they've tried marijuana. And of those who've tried it, an overwhelming majority, 72% support legalization. The WBUR poll also asked likely voters about the ballot measure to expand charter schools. And here, it's the opposition gaining ground. Last month, 48% of likely voters said they would vote no on the measure to allow up to 12 new charter schools each year statewide. Now, 52% opposed the measure. Support for charters, meantime, has stayed steady at 41%. Opposition to the ballot measure to allow a slots parlor near Suffolk Downs is increasing. 58% of likely voters now say they oppose the measure. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Tice.